Book 4, Unit 3. Let's eat. Unit 3, Presentation. Activity 3. Student Book, page 22. Listen, read.
Let's eat lunch here.
How much money do we have?
$5.
Good afternoon. What would you like?
I'd like a hot dog and some fries and a fruit salad.
And I'd like a hamburger, fries, and a piece of pie.
How much does that cost?
That's $5.45.
Oh, no. We only have $5.
That's okay. We can get one order of fries and share them.
Unit 3. Presentation. Activity 4. Student Book, page 23. Listen. Read.
That fruit salad at the restaurant was good. Let's make some for dinner. What fruit do we have in the refrigerator?
We have some pears, some oranges, and some apples.
Do we have any peaches?
No, we don't.
Then we need to buy some peaches. Do we have any lemon juice?
No, but we have some lemons. We can make some lemon juice.
The last thing we need is some apple juice.
We don't have any apple juice. We need to buy some.
Unit 3. Practice. Activity 6. Student Book, page 24. Listen.
How about some chicken? It's on sale for $2 a package today. Let's get a package.
But I wanted some hamburger.
We had that yesterday. Let's have something different.
Okay, it's chicken for supper. And let's get a head of lettuce.
Please, I want some orange soda to drink.
We can get 6 cans. We also need a bottle of salad dressing.
We don't have any candy. Please, can I have some?
No candy. But we can buy a carton of ice cream.
I want chocolate ice cream.
No, let's get vanilla.
I know what to do. Let's get vanilla ice cream and a can of chocolate syrup. It's on sale for $1.25.
Thanks, Mom!
Unit 3. Practice. Activity 8. Student Book, page 25. Listen and sing. Insect Stew.
Spiders, worms, and fleas, and bees, have you ever eaten these? There's a recipe for you. Cook Kent calls it insect stew. Spiders, worms, and fleas, and bees, have you ever eaten these?
Unit 3. Application. Activity 9. Student Book, page 26. Listen and read. Nail.
One day, a hungry man knocked on a woman's door and asked for food. She said,
I don't have any food for you.
That's okay,
the man said.
I have a nail. I can make us some soup.
The woman let him in. The man put his nail into a pot of water and said,
It's always tastier when I put in some celery and salt.
The woman wanted some nail soup, so she got him some celery and salt. Next the man said,
Onions and potatoes make the soup cook faster.
The woman was very hungry, so she put some onions and potatoes into the pot, too.
The soup boiled and boiled. The woman said,
"It smells delicious."
The man smiled and said, "Yes, and I made it with just a nail."
Unit 3, Little Book. Roberto's Dinner. By Phoebe Wells. Student Book, pages 27 and 28. Page 1.
One head of lettuce. Roberto was writing the grocery list. He put it on the refrigerator. He dropped into his chair. "I miss Father," he said. Roberto's father opened a new restaurant in the city last week. He always worked days. Now he worked some nights, too. Roberto hoped to see the new restaurant soon.
Page 2.
"I know," Roberto's mother said. "Your father is working hard. I miss him, too. But you and I can have some fun. Let's go out to get dinner. Then we can go to a movie." "I'm not hungry," said Roberto. "Come on," his mother said. "You like to eat at restaurants." So they went.
Page 3.
"I'd like onion soup, lemon chicken, milk, and the fruit salad, please," mother told the waiter. Roberto looked at the menu. "I'm not very hungry," he said. "He misses his father," mother said. "I can order for Roberto. He would like a hamburger, fries, green beans, and a soda. And chocolate cake."
Page 4.
The waiter served the food. Mother ate. Roberto did not. "Don't you like our food?" the waiter asked. "Let me get the owner." Roberto did not see his mother's smile. Then a man asked, "You don't like our cooking?" Roberto looked up. It was Father. "Welcome to my new restaurant, Roberto," Father said. "I missed you so much."
This is the end of Student Book 4, Unit 3.